Migrants Attempt to Stop, Board School Buses with Children Near California Border. By Randy Clark on August 29, 2024. Two apparently unrelated groups of migrants who illegally crossed the border from Mexico into California reportedly attempted to stop and board school buses loaded with elementary school students. The school district stated the attempts were unsuccessful and the children were not in danger. Parents of students who ride school buses operated by the Jamul Dual Sewer Union School District in rural East San Diego County were notified of two separate incidents involving migrants attempting to stop and board buses while young students are on board. On Wednesday, Superintendent Liz Bystedt provided an update to parents, thanking the district's bus drivers and parents who kept the student passengers safe by ensuring the buses were not successfully boarded. The two attempts occurred earlier this week on Highway 94 in rural East San Diego County. The area is 3 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, where migrant entries into the United States have spiked in recent months. Bystedt advised parents the incidents were reported to the Border Patrol, the Sheriff's Office, and the California Highway Patrol, who are investigating the incidents. According to a Fox 5/Cusi News report, on two separate occasions, migrants attempted to board the buses along the school district's A and B school bus routes along several sections of State Highway 94 near Cochera Drive. In an email to parents by Superintendent Bystedt obtained by Fox 5/Cusi, Bystedt said a group of 3 men were walking in the middle of the highway trying to stop one of the buses, prompting it to go around the group on Tuesday afternoon. According to the same email, on Wednesday, a route B school bus encountered a larger group of people who also made attempts to stop and board a bus carrying students. The second incident involved a group of about 20 migrants, according to Bystedt. Parents present at the site helped the bus driver and prevented the suspected migrants from boarding the bus. According to Bystedt, it is unclear whether the two incidents are connected. No injuries to students or staff members were reported. A San Diego County Sheriff's spokesperson responded to a Fox 5/Cusi News request for information regarding the incident, saying, "The San Diego Sheriff's Office was made aware of this incident today. We are conducting a follow-up investigation to determine if a criminal act has occurred. The Sheriff's Office takes issues regarding student safety very seriously and is working with the school district in order to keep the students in our community safe." As reported by Breitbart Texas, the San Diego Border Patrol sector regained the title of busiest sector along the southwest U.S. border with Mexico in June and July. Agents apprehended nearly 26,000 migrants who illegally crossed the Southern California border with Mexico between ports of entry in June and nearly 16,000 in July. Nearly 300,000 migrants have been apprehended within the Border Patrol's San Diego sector since October, according to Customs and Border Protection. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.